Kudamaku is the name of a semi-mountainous region about the size of Rhode Island that sits in between the borders of Togo and Benin. In 2011, Ibrahim Chan set out on a road trip to see it.
I start my journey from Paraku, where I was born. I use not a car, but a motorcycle, drive by myself.
Paraku, Benin, where Ibrahim started his journey, is a four-hour drive to Kudamaku. This wasn't a trip to a local museum. It was a pretty big commitment. But Ibrahim had been told by one of his friends that the trip to see Kudamaku was more than worth the effort. He needed to see it.
The first thing that I realized when I was entering the Kudamaku is the landscape. It was very beautiful. And I said, wow, what is that thing? That is my country. I never realized that that's part of my country is like this. It's so beautiful.
The Kudamaku region, referred to by UNESCO as a living cultural landscape, is home to the Batamariba people and their stunning Takienta, or earth tower houses.
And the plan was to visit this town, especially to visit the Takienta, one of fabulous houses on this site.
These hand-built earth tower houses are made entirely from resources found within Kudamaku. The wood comes from local trees, the plaster a mix of clay, mud, and plants found there. No materials are imported, and they are utterly remarkable to look at. The Takientas are the defining cultural element of Kudamaku and the Batamariba people, whose name roughly translates to those who are the real architects of earth. And aside from the majesty of Takientas, Ibrahim learned something else during that trip. And it changed his life. These unique homes and the people who construct them are under threat from climate change, migration, and lackluster attention from the government.
That was something who made me very sad and helped me to engage myself about how we can preserve this heritage.
My name is Baudelaire, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, we go to the northern border of Benin and Togo to hear about their urgent mission to save Kudamaku and rescue a culture at risk of being swallowed by a rapidly changing and warming world. More after this.
If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The Batamariba people have been in Kudamaku for hundreds of years. In the 19th century, though, European mapmakers split the land between the colonies of Togo and Benin. And that sort of brings us to our first problem. You see, Kudamaku is a World Heritage Site, but it's actually just the side that sits in Togo that has the official designation. So that area, about 25% of Kudamaku, gets funding and protection under the Geneva Convention in the case of war. And it's been this way since 2004. But the majority of Kudamaku, the other 75%, sits in Benin and has no official protections. Ibrahim Chan has been trying to change that, but says it's out of his hands.
It's very difficult to do, and only the governments can do it.
Ibrahim is the executive director of the Corps of Benin Volunteers, an NGO that works to help preserve the heritage of communities throughout Benin. For the past dozen years, Ibrahim has focused his energy on helping Kurumaku and preserving the nucleus of the Batamariba way of life, the Takienta homes. Takienta are usually two floors and have a dark brown, purplish color. A Takienta has no electricity or what we might call modern materials. They're usually about the size of a two-car garage, and though they usually follow the same floor plans, they each end up looking slightly unique from the others. In front of the Takienta, you'll see mounds of dried mud called lenaba. There's one lenaba for each family member that lives or has lived in that Takienta. On the first floor of the Takienta is a small den for livestock. Batamariba people rely mainly on agriculture and subsistence farming, so this keeps the livestock from overgrazing or running away. Also on that first floor is a small space for the adults in the family to sleep, and a small shrine to the deities. There's stairs on the inside that'll lead you to the second floor, where there's no actual roof. It's an open space that's mainly used as a kitchen, but serves other purposes as well.
Big terrace, who is used to for family to have a meeting, sometimes to sleep when it's very hot or when they want. Who also they use to make a storytelling, you know, in the night, talking about animals, about landscape, about universe.
Up there, there's also small dens where the kids sleep. And there's also these towers that were built into the walls that are covered by pointy thatch roofs. And the space under those roofs is where the Batamariba store grain or anything else they want to save. But aside from what a finished Takienta offers, the building of a Takienta is also a communal project.
The Takienta is built by masons, like traditional architects, whose name is Otamari.
The Otamaris are all men and begin the building process by using mud bricks to build a circular wall with a few towers within it. They also cut down trees for what will be the floor of the second story. While they're working on that, local women make a plaster mixture of crushed halambo tree branches, cow manure, sifted soil, and powder from the bark of nuri trees to stabilize the walls. Takientas typically last about 15 years and need to be replastered every 2 years. The Batamariba people have been building Takienta since the 17th or 18th century when they first got to what is now Kurumaku. So for hundreds of years, the knowledge on how to properly build and maintain Takienta have been passed down from one generation to the next. But Ibrahim says things are rapidly changing.
Because of modernity, because of climate change, because of migration, a lot of things are going to change in Kurumaku.
Now back to the obstacles. When Ibrahim first visited Kurumaku in 2011, Takientas had been falling out of favor. First, because of the effects of climate change. Droughts in that area, right by the Sahel region of Africa, where the Sahara meets the African savanna, have been some of the worst in the world because of global warming. And it's not just longer droughts. When it does rain, the rain falls even more intensely than the Batamariba have ever been used to.
The rain is very powerful, is very strong, and is destroying some Takienta. And also when it's not raining, is the time is very long, and then is affecting all the process of ritual, of ceremony.
Aside from the longer droughts and heavier rainfall damaging the actual Takientas, they also affect the plant life that have become vital resources for Takienta building.
Because of climate change, there is more pressure on the landscape. They use chemical products to make agriculture, and that is not good for the land. It's not good for the landscape.
And on top of the climate change issue, you have migration and modernity. Like much of the global south, many of the young want to be in the bigger cities. And to do that, they're moving to other places on the African continent or in the world. And if they do stay in Kurumaku, they want to live in quote-unquote more modern houses. Houses that may have more amenities, but aren't as sustainable or environmentally friendly as a Takienta. And so all this leads to more young people not bothering to learn how to build Takienta. With less people learning, there are less people to teach even those who want to learn. Thus, less and less Takienta. So when Ibrahim left Kurumaku in 2011, he had all of these issues to think about.
And in the end of my visit, I plan with my friend to come back again and see how we can start to make a small project to engage some volunteers.
So Ibrahim, who was living in Cotonou, Benin's largest city, started gathering volunteers to make trips with him to Kudamaku to help the Batamariba people. In 2015, he and his team began working with UNESCO to hold workshops in Kudamaku, where they bring together the different generations to keep the knowledge of building Takianta alive.
We are working with people. We are bringing people together. You know, the volunteer organized a workshop where they bring together old people and youth generation.
So along with the World Monuments Fund, Ibrahim began a four-step project of saving the Takianta and creating a trans-boundary World Heritage designation for Kudamaku. First, they would take inventory. This would mean traveling throughout Kudamaku, both on the Togo and Benin sides. In February 2021, the inventory was completed, and it revealed there are 2,537 Takianta homes in Benin, where previously a count had never been done. Next, they focus on conservation of the Takianta that already exists. Ibrahim and the WMF worked with Odamari to carry out conservation of over 80 individual Takianta in Benin and Togo. The purpose of this was to have the younger generation be involved as well, so they could learn how to maintain and build the Takianta. Third, they brought the information of building Takianta into local schools, ensuring that it reaches all children on both sides of the border. In the lessons, they also stressed the significance of culture and sustainability. Part of the lesson is a workshop where an Otamari built individual parts of the Takianta in the schoolyard with the children. Last but not least, they began an effort of planting the trees necessary for Takianta building. In August of 2021, during the period of heaviest rainfall, 5,000 trees were planted all throughout Kudamaku. Till this day, the Benin side of Kudamaku is not a UNESCO World Heritage Site and has no official protection. The World Monument Fund is collecting donations to help the Benin side of Kudamaku, but aside from that, there really isn't any ongoing efforts. Who's still there, though, is Ibrahim and his volunteers, who see the Batamariba way of life, and especially the Takianta, as an example of the blend of symbolism, function, and technique. An example that we can all learn from in a world striving towards sustainability.
Yeah, the future of Kudamaku is to become an example where we can learn how to build for tomorrow. I want Kudamaku to keep all this knowledge and teach humanity about how we can respect our environment, how we can build ecological houses, how we can live in peaceful with our environment.
If you want to visit Kudamaku, the easiest way would be to go from Togo and get a guide to take you. And if you want to donate to the World Monument Fund efforts on the Benin side, there will be a link in the show notes. This podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Stitcher Studios. Our production team includes
Dylan Therese,
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Manolo Morales,
Gabby Gladney.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tindall. This episode was sound designed by me and mixed by
Luce Fleming.
If you want to learn more, be sure to visit atlasobscura.com. There's a link in our episode description. And my name is Baudelaire.
The world isn't wide enough for those with an insatiable desire for discovery. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid SUV offers the power and freedom to explore further and deeper than ever before. Intuitive, smart features ensure that you're always connected to the road ahead. Inside, a thoughtfully designed cabin immerses you in a universe that is all your own. The larger-than-life panoramic display spans the entire width of the cabin. It's customizable and interactive. Drivers can even personalize their backgrounds with a series of nature-inspired themes. This vehicle signals the arrival of an exciting new chapter for Lincoln. Discover more about the 2024 Lincoln Nautilus at Lincoln.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.